Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Bikini and the Brain.
Hi, hi.
Hi. So today, you know, it's a maybe a little different way to podcast today. We're doing like a little health update slash plans for the Arnold, plans for the season, and give you a little sneak peek of training and how life is going, I guess.
Yeah, this is going to be a different... I think this is going to be really good for people to know when you're, you know, dealing with some hardship and what you're going to have to go through to keep going. And there's always going to be a reason why you can stop. You know, that's one of the things. And so I would like to just, you know, go into it. Ashley's being very open today.
Yes.
And as you guys know, last year we, you know, in fitness and when you're working with athletes in particular, like in any sport, whether it's bikini, you know, NFL, whatever, there's always going to be like variables of injuries. There's always going to be something. Last year, we were dealing with a knee injury for, I want to say, four-ish months, mm-hmm. right? Of like just a nagging knee injury that was hurting us with cardio. But also what we were dealing with the whole year was something else that no one really knows about.
Yes.
And I'll let Ashley talk about it now.
Yeah, so some people caught on to it or suspected it and commented. they would say, Ashley, why is your eye turning in? And here's the thing. So I've been dealing with double vision since about, I want to say May, but it didn't like suddenly come about. It was kind of like a progressive double vision. So it started as just being hard to focus to being full on double vision. All right. So when I looked in the mirror at my eye, I was like, oh, I think I'm just like looking at my phone too much, watching too many Instagram videos. Maybe I shouldn't do that anymore. So I stopped and I really didn't think anything of it. And I think another part of me too was just like, I'm too focused on training and the Olympia was coming up. I was like, I'll deal with it after Olympia because that was a priority to me. It's like, it's nothing. So that was like my mindset. And then, you know, it kind of hit me at the Olympia how bad it actually was because I was on stage. So I was like, wow, this is even worse than it was in like May when I started getting double vision. Like I was like, I see two boxes. I can't even focus on anything. I'm starting to get like dizzy. I'm like, I don't want to bump into anybody because, you know, it's hard when you're seeing double. It's like you don't know which one's the real one. Not only double vision, but like partial of other objects. So it'd be like 1.5 vision, I guess, would be a good way to put it. But anyway, after Olympia, I had a appointment with my eye doctor, an ophthalmologist, not an ophthalmologist, TH, which there's a difference. And then I went there and, you know, I was expecting him to still like give me some glasses to fix it or tell me, you know, stop looking at your phone so much. And he was like actually pretty concerned. He was like asking me all these questions and giving me all these tests with my eyes. And like, I was shocked to find out that there is no such thing as adult onset lazy eye. There is no such thing as adult onset strabismus, I guess, which is the technical term. Like, did you know that?
No,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you could just, you know, if you're looking at your phone too much, you can, your eyes can get lazy. And then I was like, you know, I was picking up on his vibe because he was really like concerned. And I was like, oh, he's like, so at the end, he's like, I'm going to order you a CT scan. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe it's a tumor or you have some sort of issue going on inside your brain because what is happening is with your eyes, the type of double vision I have. So if I cover one eye, I have single vision. But if I open both eyes, I have double. So that's telling us that it's not surface. If it was surface area double vision, I would have double vision with just one eye and then with both eyes too. So mine was like the more severe case. And, you know, he said like, oh yes, it could be a tumor. It could be multiple sclerosis. You know, I was like freaking out. I was like, whoa, I came into this doctor's office thinking it was something so minimal, such as, you know, my eyes getting lazy. And he ordered me a CT scan of my brain and orbital lobe, okay? Whew. And, you know, I was so distraught after that. I was like, I remember going to the car and I couldn't even like think. Like, I was just so out of it. I was like, oh my gosh, that's not what I was expecting. I thought, do I have like a tumor in my brain or something that's causing this? Because whenever it's both eyes, like I said, it's more neurological and something going on inside your brain because your eyes can't work together. So it's like a neurological issue. So gosh, the bad thing about these specialty doctors is it takes forever to get in. Like, you can't just book an appointment in 2 days and get in. So I had the CT scan and I had my follow-up appointment with him in like, I think 3 weeks to a month. And he told me, okay, it's not a tumor. Your brain CT scan looks fine. So I don't know what it is. We'll have to get you to a neuro-ophthalmologist. So we're getting even more specific now, okay? I was like, oh gosh. And during this whole time, I'm like so stressed. Like, I cried so much. I couldn't sleep. Like, my heart was beating so fast when I was sleeping because I was so nervous, like what it is. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm gonna die or something. And then I went to see the neuro-ophthalmologist, you know, a month after that, because again, these specialty doctors take forever to get in. And she says, oh gosh, yeah, I don't know what this is. We're gonna have to get you an MRI. So here comes another one, an MRI. So I had to get an MRI of my brain, MRI of my orbital lobe, neck, and face. And let me tell you something, that was the most uncomfortable thing ever, the MRI. It was not like the CT scan. It took like, I had to sit perfectly still for 1 hour and 40 minutes. That was miserable because I'm so like, Yancy. I can't even sit still, like in a plane. Like, I'm just like, huh. Like, they told me, it's like, you can't even move your eyes. And I'm like, oh my God. It was so miserable because I was so energetic too.
Yeah.
It was like at 2 p.m. and I was expecting it to be like the CT scan, which took like 7 minutes. No, this one took an hour and 40 minutes. I'm like miserable. But anyway, so I got the MRI and, backtracking a little bit, my doctor that didn't know what it was, she was suspecting that it was multiple sclerosis, okay? So multiple sclerosis is a condition that affects your nervous system, and it's kind of like the coating on your nerves gets damaged constantly. So kind of like an iPhone cable, when you go to charge your phone, if the coating is stripped off and the wires are exposed and it might not be charging as well. It might go on and off and on and off. And that's what multiple sclerosis is. And unfortunately, I was in the perfect age range for it, which is women of childbearing age are more susceptible to get it. And even more so, Caucasian women get it more than anybody else. So I was like fitting that perfect profile. And for multiple sclerosis, double vision is the first most common symptom, and then they start all coming. So multiple sclerosis has different divisions of multiple sclerosis, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and they can range from like, you know, tolerable, livable to like severe. And I was researching, and maybe I shouldn't have done this, Adam, you know, I was like all freaking out because I was like, Adam, what are we going to do? Like, am I going to be able to compete? You know,
yeah, was,
I was like,
hard.
Do the research for me.
For months.
Yeah.
What, like, I mean, months when this started, that first doctor scared the heck out of both
yeah.
of us. I mean, we were both like freaking out about it. And
yeah.
I was like, we thought, oh my gosh, she might have a brain tumor, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh my gosh, she has multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
It was pretty rough, but you know, you stuck with it. You didn't, you know,
mm-hmm.
you had a lot of bad days, but you stuck
yeah.
with it. You still worked out, you know?
Mm-hmm. It did affect workout.
Oh yeah.
So
how couldn't it, you know?
It was kind of like, why am I even worried about working out right now if I'm worried about like, am I going to be able to walk in 2 years, you know? So the multiple sclerosis comes in like 4 different types, I guess. You know, like I mentioned, some of it's tolerable, some of it like comes and goes, but then there's the really severe multiple sclerosis, which I don't know if you guys are familiar with the actress Selma Blair. She has the severe version, and you know, she's pretty much unable to walk on her own without a cane or a wheelchair. Her voice is shaky. You know, it's like with multiple sclerosis, you forget things, you drop things, you can't have coordination, you lose a lot of control. you know, it's like not a good thing to have. So I was like, Adam, please, can you do like the research? If I have this, is this something I can still prep with? Because what I found is like the more I would research online, the more freaked out I would get, and I swear I was like causing symptoms. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like really, really looking into him. Like, I think that was a thing.
I was like overanalyzing it and causing myself to have like symptoms. For example, I watched like a documentary on a girl that had multiple sclerosis, and one of her symptoms was her tongue went numb all of a sudden. And like that day after, I was like, wait a minute, is my tongue going numb? Oh my God, is my tongue numb? Like, you know what I mean? And then I realized, no, I'm causing, like, it's in my head. I'm not, my tongue isn't going
You call it
numb.
analysis paralysis.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just like, you know, kind of freaking myself out because like I'm such like an active person, and I'm like, I hate sitting still and I have to get up and do things. I have so much energy. And I was just thinking, oh my God, if I'm in a wheelchair, how is my life going to be? How am I even going to be able to do anything? Like, I can't stand sitting for too long. But of course, that's like the worst case scenario with multiple sclerosis. But with that being said, you know, that's when my doctor thought I had multiple sclerosis, and she was pretty almost certain that I had that.
Yeah, we were like accepting it at that
Yeah.
point. Like, yeah, we were like talking, we'll do this as long as we can type of scenario already. Because
Yeah.
how long did this go on now? Like from the very first tumor appointment till just what, last week?
Yeah, last week
Which
from
was.
the Olympia, like right after Olympia, like a few days after to just now. So that was 5 months. Yeah, of
Yeah.
all of this,
This
5 months
on your mind the whole time.
on my mind. That's the only thing I can think about. Even my training and mindset was so affected. Like, my mindset, I was just like, I feel stupid even thinking about working out when I don't even know if I'll be able to walk.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, that was such a bad thing. It was so stressful. But yeah, getting back to it, I got that MRI, and my neuro ophthalmologist took a look at it. She said, "Well, the good news is your brain is perfect. Your brain is beautiful." She complimented me on my beautiful, perfect brain. Complimented me. It's like the ideal specimen. But what does that mean? That means I don't have multiple sclerosis, because in my brain you would have saw like multiple lesions, which multiple sclerosis means multiple scars in your brain, which somehow the nerve endings get damaged because of the scars, or vice versa, something like that. So that was the biggest relief. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my brain MRI is good, perfect. But in my orbital lobe, they saw a hot spot in my left eye, which my left eye is the issue. And you know what? She's like, "Well, okay, so this little spot here could be a few different things. You could have weakened your eye muscle through perhaps a sinus infection." A sinus infection, a small, like, or not a small, like a bump on the head or an accident, which I don't think that's what it was, because I think with that I would have like noticed that, and I didn't have any severe hits to the head. Just like your everyday, like bumped my head on the dryer or something like that. You know, everyone has those kind of bumps every once in a while. But I do remember like a few times, like I would have like a little bit of a sinus infection. So I guess that makes sense. But wow. So I guess I've always had kind of a little bit weaker of an eye, and this sinus infection weakened it further, and perhaps maybe even a little scar tissue accumulated on that eye muscle, which then caused this. And then it got worse and worse, and it's still getting worse.
Yeah.
It's still getting worse. Like the other day, for example, at Starbucks, the guy was handing me my cup, and I was like grabbing for it like 3 or 4 times because I didn't know which cup was the real cup. It was like, oh my God. But the good news is there are some solutions here. For one, temporary solution in my glasses. They have these prism sticker lens things that I put on my glasses that make me see single again. Oh, such a relief. The first time I saw single since like May. It's such an awesome thing. But it's not perfect. You know, there's still some glare, and there's like, you know, it's not clear. It's kind of like a clouded vision. But from going double vision to single is like, oh my God, it's incredible.
Yeah, and I want to just to give you guys some insight to that. It's pretty ingenious. Whoever created this is like seriously a genius. But in her glasses, this prism thing she's talking about, basically there's all these little lines that go horizontal in one lens and then go vertical in another lens, and they change the way that light is coming in
Yeah, it
to the
bends
eye. And so I put them on and
the
basically got to experience what Ashley sees without the glasses. And it was like, it was a real moment for me. I'm like, man, poor Ashley, because like, it's crazy how bad the double vision is. Like it's full on, there's full on like two people, and it's almost like, it's like 1.7 people or something. And like one person is just shifted over to the right by like, a quarter of an inch. So it's really hard to see like who the actual person is. And like, I was trying to put my finger like on Ashley's nose, like not actually touching it, but putting my finger on like her nose, like in my vision. And I would put it on, and then it would be on her cheek. It was so weird. Like you couldn't grab or touch like what you think you're grabbing or something.
Yeah,
It's
it
but
plays with your mind for sure.
really weird. Yeah, it's really strange
Good thing
to
I'm
have
not in like a ball sport, kind of.
it.
That would be
You'd broken your nose by now.
Like,
The ball would
what
have
if
hit you.
volleyball or something, I'd be like, I don't know which one.
Yeah.
But gosh, yeah,
And
it's so
so,
crazy.
just so you guys like can put that in perspective, this is someone like Ashley's had to prepare for shows and do cardio like that before this whole prison thing was happening. So like she's running, doing cardio, seeing like 1.5 treadmills. It's I don't even know how you can walk like that, because I couldn't even.
I always had to walk with my face down, because that way I can see what's going on. For some reason, when I look down, it's not as bad than when I'm looking forward or looking up. So, but it has gotten worse. So it went from being like double vision, maybe like 10 feet away. Now it's like double vision, like 2 feet away. Like I can't even function properly. But you know something? I am just so glad that it's something. It was a freak kind of accident
Yeah.
thing, you know? A sinus infection. Can you
It's crazy.
imagine?
Yeah, it's crazy.
A sinus infection, which I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I don't think it's the hit on the head. I think it's sinus infection. Our bodies are so like delicate,
Right?
and those little nerves, those little muscles in our eyes, and like can get affected, and then it just goes all out of whack. So, you know, as this eye was getting weaker from the sinus infection, my right eye was getting stronger, which caused a really big imbalance, which even sometimes happens with our sport, right?
Yeah.
You might see one leg bigger, if that's your dominant leg, your other leg gets weaker because it's not as active as the other one, you know, which is why we do the unilateral training. I didn't keep you guys updated with this, and I didn't even really mention it, because I think, well, two things. One, I wasn't certain what it was, so I didn't want to just be like, yep, this is what's happening, but I don't know what's happening, so. And then another thing is, I don't like when people feel sorry for me. I hate it. Like, I hate the sympathy. I hate the pity. I don't want anybody's like, you know, oh, I feel sorry for poor Ashley. You know, oh my goodness. I hate that. Like, so I'm really like, I'm open about a lot of things, but sometimes I won't like let people know when I'm suffering. I hate the pity card. You know, I just, ugh. But yeah, so with that being said, there's another solution to this. And that is surgery. And I just found out about this surgery like last week. And as you guys know, I already put in my Arnold application and I already got accepted. So, given that the eye surgery is right smack in the middle of Arnold prep, I want to have Adam explain our plan of action for this Arnold prep, because I'm going to have to take basically 2 weeks off of like intense
It's
training.
gonna be different, that's for sure. Which could be good and could be bad. The good thing is, the one thing, working with Ashley so long now, we do know that she holds muscle very well. So it's not, it's not, it's gonna be harder. It's gonna be hard for her to lose a lot of muscle in 2 week period. So we do know that. And we also know that when she takes off time like that she'll get a little bit squishy, a little bit softer. So what we're gonna do, and this is kind of both of our thoughts too, is we're gonna basically overwork and basically overreach way farther than we normally would at this point in prep, hoping that 2 weeks is really like a necessary recovery process for her and her nervous system and her, of course, her eye, because they're saying, hey, take 2 weeks off. So basically overreaching to the point where it's just dumb how much we're going to lift right now, you know? And so like today we're working out three times. That's not going to be a normal thing. It's our first time we've ever done that three times, but 2 days and working out a lot like that is going to be a common thing until that point. And then she'll have full 2 weeks off. So we got basically 5-6 weeks of 2 days and that type of thing, her getting, you know, letting her body get to that point where she needs a massive recovery. And then we'll jump right back into it 2 weeks later. But even at that point, we're gonna have to go kind of soft the first week when we go back and then kind of go harder after that. I think we're gonna have to take 2 weeks off and then 1 week ease into it. And then 1 week we can start going hard again is what they're kind of saying, right?
Mm. Yeah. Well, they said 1 week don't do anything. And then the next week you can start to do very light cardio. But yeah, you know, it's so difficult for me because I'm such a an active person. Yeah. And even just sitting around for too long, I'm just like, oh God, I can't do something. I feel lazy. So that's gonna drive me crazy, I think, not being able to do anything. And like, not only that, it's like the only thing I can do is like eat basically and sleep. And it's like, you know, it's so hard to like eat healthy when you're just bored sitting around doing nothing. And like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It sucks, but I gotta do it.
Yeah. So that is the update. So now we are getting ready for the Ohio show for Columbus, Ohio, Arnold. And the cool thing is we know it's going to be an uphill battle for this one.
Yeah.
So we are both planning on seeing each other a lot, you know, before the surgery, after the surgery. We're going to spend a lot of time together. So you'll see her. I'm sure you guys will see her in Denver if you're out there. And I'll be out here in LA at least two times more. So, but I think that the lesson from this for people out there, I want to say people in general like are kind, and I think that learning, like you going through this, like we got to see a lot of like positive people and how like it's so great to have the health like professionals out there that really put their effort into it. And I want to say thanks to Dan Hoover Colorado, who's my friend. I think he's an optometrist or ophthalmologist.
I think with the TH, ophthalmologist.
Ophthalmologist. So he stepped up too and like was helping us for free and was just like doing tests with Ashley and FaceTime and whatnot. And just like, I was like, just charge me whatever. I don't even care. We're going to get this figured out. Send her to any professional like you think we need to go to and we're just going to get it figured out. Like, I don't even care. Like, we were so worried. You got to remember the state of mind we were in.
Yeah.
I was like, and I was talking to Anya at home about it. And I was like, you know what? Whatever it is with Ashley's eye, like, whatever it costs, whatever it's going to take, we have to go somewhere and like get some specialists in Brazil or whatever. Like, that's what we're going to do. Like, if we have to sell whatever, I'm just going to make
black market eye.
Yeah. I was like, I don't care. Like, whatever it is, like, we're going to get Ashley fixed. Like, if it's a tumor or whatever, like, we're going to go to the best of the best. And like, that's just, it is what it is. So if this year has to be hard and I have to travel a lot, then so be it. Just be prepared for that. And so like, we're just so worried, you know? And
I think the doctors too didn't really, I mean, I don't want to blame it on them, but they really just freaked me out.
Yeah.
Because they seemed so certain.
Yeah. It was scary for sure. Yeah. So there's that, you know, got to say good things about good people. And inherently, I think people are just good, like have like desire to help people, you know, which is really cool to see. But on another note of it, I think that no matter what happens, you know, this is obviously extreme, but what I always tell people is fitness will never be convenient. So if you're waiting for the perfect moment for you to start fitness or for you to be like, okay, now I'm finally in the perfect position to be prep. Like, it's just not going to happen. Like, there's always going to be a birthday. There's always going to be a wedding. There's always going to be a reason and a minor injury, whatever, that you can work through. And if Ashley can have this on her mind and still do pro shows and still do well at pro shows, not even be able to see the treadmill, you know, like in one, you know, seeing two treadmills, maybe you're getting double the cardio. And,
maybe I have double my abs too, you know, double the abs.
That like, there really is, it really comes down to like mindset and you like wanting, you know, having this desire to compete even through these major obstacles, which I mean, other than a broken limb, I really don't know what else you could go through in terms of like your mindset, because we're talking about not obviously everyone. Now, when you look at what it could have been, now it looks pretty small. But you got to remember, for 5 months, we thought tumor, we thought multiple sclerosis, like, and she still didn't give up. I think that that's a huge testament to why, you know, where you're at in your career these days. Because I get, you know, I can't even tell you the excuses that I have from people that are like, oh, I just went through a breakup and I couldn't. And I'm like, a breakup? Like, so you're not working out now? Like, how does that even correlate? You know what I mean? I've had a girl say, "Oh, my husband got a new job, and I have to bring him food at work, so it really messed up my prep." And I was like, "What are you talking about? How does that?" Ashley's dealing with like potentially death, you know, like on her mind.
I'm staying alive.
And still here. So like, it just shows you like why she is where she's at, and like if you want something, like you can't let anything get in the way of it. Now, obviously, if this was more serious, then she should let it get in the way of that. But so what goes, like, just as an athlete, like, I'm still kind of shocked and super proud of you for hanging with it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But how were you able to do that? Like,
so,
really?
I mean, you know, I'm going to try my best to be ready in time. And if it doesn't go through, I mean, it is what it is. At least I tried. But here's the way I look at it. Yeah, I could just say, oh, you know what? Forget the Arnold. I'll just do another show, you know, maybe later down in the year where I'm fully recovered. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what? Gosh, the time is now. Like, who knows where I'm going to be at next year? Who knows what other obstacles I'll have to face? And maybe the competition's harder next year. Maybe I won't have that same spot, that same opportunity to be the absolute best that I can be. You know, and this is not the ideal situation. Like Adam said, this is not the ideal situation, but the perfect timing, the perfect opportunity rarely exists, and you just got to push through it. And what I like about you is you're like all for it. You're like, okay, we're going to make this happen. We're going to do it. Whereas some people will just be like, forget about it. The Arnold means so much to me. It's like the show that started it all for me. When I was an amateur, I won the overall Arnold, and it's in my hometown of Ohio. Yeah. How can I not? Like, you know, gosh. So I'm going to give it my best shot. I want to give it my absolute best shot. And, you know, if it doesn't work out and I have to eliminate myself from the competition because I can't recover fast enough, then so be it. At least I gave it a try. At least I attempted. And thank you so much for being like always there and, you know, like on my side about like my mindset, because I think we have very similar mindsets. Like, no, we'll try our best to make it happen, you know, whereas some people just call it quits and just be like, oh, just do something next year or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? And you had to deal with a lot, like the knee, even my thyroid in 2018, and we still pushed through and still made it work. And, you know, I like that you're really helping me like train really hard before the surgery. Because I told Adam, I'm like, make me so tired and so exhausted and so sore before I go into surgery that I want the break. Like, I want to be sore for like days. Like, I want that. Give it to me. And you're down. And I love it. And you're going to come out here and we're going to train. And, you know, I'll get all that good workout in.
I just want to like go into the Arnold, and whether we can get there or not, I do not want to be able to say we could have done more.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. And if that happens, and that's always with every prep, as long as we can walk in and walk off the stage and say, hey, you know what? I couldn't have done more, then we're good. Even if it's last place, if you couldn't have done any more, that's really all that matters. Like, you got to be honest with yourself, because what drives me crazy is when someone gets second place and they're like, oh, great, I got second. And I'm like, but could you have done better? How many times did you cheat? How many times did you skip cardio in this prep? How many times did you? What if it was a 2-point decision and that's what it came down to, is the person who got first didn't do that and you did? And so I don't care. I'd rather you get last place, but literally give everything you got every single day than get second place because you're genetically gifted, but could have gotten first if you would have worked harder. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's important, what separates you from a lot of people. Because to be honest, I mean, let's be serious. Every pro in the world is genetically gifted. Every pro. There's not a single pro that you can't get to the pro level without being somewhat genetically gifted. Mm-hmm. At least it like in the top 20% of like genetics, right? In terms of like your structure and so everyone's genetically superior, right? When you get to that level, especially when you get to the really, really high level, they're very, very genetically superior. But the difference of what separates you and why you're the most winning bikini pro of all time is stuff like this, like working through an injury, working through the thyroid thing. Mm-hmm. People forget that thyroid issue that we had, where we changed your diet maybe 5 times, changed your cardio method, like, I don't know, like 4 times. Like, we did everything for 3 months, and Ashley was like, Adam, I swear I'm following the diet. Like, I know you think I'm probably not at this point, but I swear I'm following the diet. And she stuck with it, not getting results for about 10, 11 weeks. And until we finally figured out, okay, we got to get this, like, we finally figured out your thyroid and got it regulated. And then you go through this with this on your mind, thinking, hey, I potentially have a brain tumor. I potentially have multiple sclerosis. And then you're still staying with it. She's still sending check-ins. She's looking better every week. And I'm like, how is this girl? And I just don't address it when she does that because, like, I don't want to bring it up. But I mean, it was on both of our minds the entire time. Like, I mean, both had a lot of, like, yours nights must have been really sleepless because even mine, every time we talked, like, even mine, like, that whole day, it would be, like, super affected. And, like, that night, I'd just be worried, like, what happens if Ashley, like, has to stop? Like, what do, like, I don't even know. I was like, I don't even know. You know, it's just a crazy thing to think about. So good news. And we're gonna give it our best effort and watch the story, watch along with us going to the Arnold, but we are 100% committed to it.
Yes, we're gonna try our best and we'll see what comes of it. But I mean, hey, it's just another challenge for us. It makes it interesting,
Yeah,
right?
it's gonna be a fun one for sure.
And you know something? It also makes you really appreciate your health and like, when I do get healthy, I'm gonna bust my butt. And I'm gonna do it before too, but it's kind of like, never take your health for granted, even something so small. Freaking
Yeah.
sinus infection.
It's crazy, man.
can
Crazy.
really affect the way your body works. It's
Yeah.
just like a freak accident. And I kind of wanted to also just quickly tell you guys what the surgery entails. First off, I have to do both eyes, not just one. Both eyes have to be under general anesthesia, which scares me. I've only been under general anesthesia once for my boob job in 2011. But I have to get that, and then they're gonna put some sort of threading in all of the corners of my eyes or something. And they're gonna wake me up from general anesthesia with the things in my eyes, and then they're going to adjust with me awake so that I can make sure that I'm seeing properly, because that's something they can't do without me telling them how to adjust. Like, oh no, a little more, a little less. So it's a little scary, and I'm, kind of worried about after and me being bored and how long it's actually going to take me to recover, how I'm going to feel. But I think, as long as we follow this plan and I can get in some good workouts and be ahead of the game, I think it's possible.
Yeah. And I think, when we talk about, like, health and living every day as your most, like, that's one thing that me and Ashley, I think, are really, like, are like on the same page with, which is, doing the most you absolutely can, like, with your life, as long as you have, as long as you're alive, So this is, like, kind of like a saying is live every day like it's your last, because one day you're going to be right, And I
That's
do
true.
think that Ashley really does make the most of her time here. And that's why I work so hard, because I don't know when I'm not going to be able to do that. So I think about these little things like that saying, and then I think, and then there's this other, like, percentage, which I like to think about too, which is your odds of even existing on this planet, your odds of even existing are 400. The scientific, like, agreed upon number is 400 trillion to one. That's your odds of even being here, being alive. So, like, when you have these little things that are, like, getting you down, or we can, like, just think about even you're just so lucky to even be here, So, like, just take advantage of that, because you don't know how long you're going to be here. We're worried about all these things that are getting in the way, these little things, and then you worry so much you don't live your life to your fullest, then you get hit by a bus one day and you're gone, and you're like, man, I could have done so much more, you know what I mean? So I know that I'm gonna kill myself working until, like, I'm done. I'm not gonna let anything get in the way. And obviously, Ashley is going to do the same thing. If she's going through what she's going through and still working for getting in shows when she can't even see the treadmill. I still don't know how you ran outdoors.
I don't either.
How did she? That's
I'm surprised it
dangerous.
didn't hit anybody.
Yeah,
Even
like.
on stage at the Olympia, I'm really surprised I didn't like run into somebody, because I can't tell where anybody's at. I have no like sense of where things are actually located, because I don't know which one's the real one. So I'm surprised too, but I'm pretty impressed
Yeah.
that I kind of like hit it, and I think I hit it pretty well.
Yeah. At the San Francisco Pro, San Francisco Pro,
NorCal?
NorCal Pro, NorCal Pro. Yeah. She was like, I didn't go to that one. And then she called me. She's like, Adam, I couldn't even see the boxes. There's two boxes there. So I just went in the middle of both boxes. And I think I ended up on the right spot. And then someone told me, I was like, hey, was she in the box at that show? And they're like, yeah, she was in the box.
That's lucky.
So that's the kind of stuff she was dealing with. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Also, I just want to leave on this note as well. If you see me wearing a lot of sunglasses, I'm not trying to be a douchebaguette. Like I am.
Douchebaguette.
You know, I'll show the people here my glasses. but yeah, just like Adam mentioned that there's like the vertical and horizontal lines, but I put those in my sunglasses so that nobody can see the stickers inside, because with my regular glasses, you can see the stickers and it's quite obvious, but with these mirrored sunglasses, not so much. So if I'm wearing like a lot of sunglasses lately, it's not because I'm trying to look cool. It's because I can't see. And unfortunately, I can't wear glasses on stage, but that's why we're getting the surgery. Hopefully it's 100% by then and I'll be able to see correctly. Yes, I can't even see the laptop in front of me. I don't even know where I'm looking. But yeah, thank you for listening to this. And also, I want to know, has anybody also dealt with any issues similar to this, or having to, you know, push through prep in a hard situation? Let us know. Send us a message. And as always, if you have any great topics for us, let us know. And do you have any other things you'd like to say before we close out?
No, I don't think so. I just, you know, already think we said it, but I just want to, like, on a personal note, just say I'm really proud of you. And I think that you represent what it is to be bikini in a very good way. You know, we've had a few good champions in bikini. We've been really lucky, I think, with like the division and mm-hmm. what the Miss Olympia bikinis have done. I think Angelica did a great job, a really good job. And I think that you've done a great job and been tested over a period of time to just show, hey, like, this is like your whole thing, like no controversies, just always mm-hmm. positive. Like, just, you know, you've just, you know, overcoming adversity, like you define what people should aspire to be in bikini. And I think that's exactly what a Miss Bikini Olympia should be.
Oh, thank you.
And, mm-hmm. and I think especially when you're tested on these things, mm-hmm. like it shows your true character and it shows like your true work ethic, you know? And I've told you before, you know, I've worked with some huge name pros, you know, and like, you know, the work ethic that you have over the period of time that you've had it, I haven't seen matched by anyone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's no ups and downs. It's just go, go, go. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's just so admirable. And when people out there who talk about, you know, they always like to, they'll diminish things and they'll minimize it. And they're like, oh, well, she's genetically superior, whatever. I'm like, everyone's genetically superior as pro. But the work ethic that you have is why you're where you're at. So if you're out there and you want this, just remember, like, Ashley welcomes the competition. All the girls welcome the competition. I welcome the competition to other trainers to one day take my spot. But I'm not going to make it easy on you. Mm-hmm. You know, Ashley's not going to give you that space. And I think that if you're trying to get to that level, you got to think to yourself that same way, that I want to be the best. I want to be like a legend. And I'm going to work every single day, no matter what happens. And I'm not going to create any space for anyone to pass me. And that's the thing. You welcome mm-hmm. the competition, but you're not going to make it easy on them. And I think that's so cool of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. I love it. Wow. So I hope you guys liked this podcast today. Something a little different. I'm not usually this serious.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good to switch it up and let people know. But I'm glad, you know, with my eye, it's like the best case scenario out of everything it could have been. The best case scenario, freak accident type-ish. But you know what? We'll get through it.
Yeah, they said it was an artifact in your eye.
Oh.
Yeah, we thought that was really funny. I was like, well, let's just call up Indiana Jones and have him steal that.
He was sending me artifact memes. I sent him an ancient Egyptian artifact, and I said, this is an actual photo of what was found in my eye. But yes, the artifact, the hot spot, could have been like a little bit of scar tissue or, I guess, any buildup or whatever. But yeah, it's nothing too serious. So that's good. It's just an annoying little thing I have to deal with and get surgery and, you know.
Yeah, hopefully that goes good. So we'll give you an update on that. That is going to happen late January. So mm-hmm. anyway, that's what we got for you guys. Thanks so much for watching, for listening. Yeah, for listening. You know, the podcast has been going really good. So we appreciate it. Share it with friends, because there's actually a lot of things people can learn from this, which is really cool. So anyone that you know that's doing bikini, maybe share it with, because we've been getting a lot of messages that people who can't afford like a prep coach, whatever, and they're actually just doing what we're saying and stuff, which I think is so cool. You know, they're essentially like training with us, but not training with us, which is super cool. And that's all we got for you guys. So thanks so much again for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.